I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here for week 15. Jerry Recco went back into first place after a couple of weeks tied with Boomer, but both these guys having spectacular years, and I am still under 500, a miserable season with picks. But Jerry, 50-31-2. Boomer, 48-33-2. I'm 37-44-2. I just want to get to 500 at the end of the year, sort of like the Giants. So here we go. Today's football picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice air, peat tacks, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils, and by Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. All right, Jerry, what do we got, man?
All right, here we go. We got our five games. Usually we do the Jets and Giants last, but we start with the Jets because they play on Saturday afternoon, so we'll take them in sequence. Jets at home to the Houston Texans. The Jets getting 6.5 points.
Yeah, I'm surprised that this line wasn't a little bit higher, and I'm surprised it went 6.5 and not 7 or 7.5, which makes me think. Anytime you see a line like that, I'm trying to get drawn in a little bit, and you say it's got to be the Texans. I really believe it has to be the Texans, and it comes down to what they're able to do defensively, get a rush on Sam Darnold, and really create havoc for an offense that's had some problems. So, to me, the Jets, even though a nice week last week, offensively, they're going to be stymied, and this could maybe be a low-scoring game, but something around 20-10, and that would be an easy cover for the Texans. Give me the Texans.
You know what? I see that the Texans on the road, their last two games, they won by 2 points. One at Denver, one at Washington, and, you know, that was the game in which Alex Smith broke his leg. So, you know, they Colt McCoy kept that game close. Hey, they lost their last game against Indianapolis at home. I think they're going to be smarting because of that. I could see them winning by a touchdown here. So I'll take the Texans, and I think they'll cover the number. And, you know, maybe I'm with Gio. Low scoring, but I do think at least maybe 7 to 8 point victory.
All right, Texans stubbed their toe last week. The Jets have no running backs. Makes no sense. I'll take the Jets. Sunday, Packers in Chicago against the Bears. The Bears -6.
Man, this is a tough one. This is one of those games that if it wasn't on the list, I would totally stay away from because, you know, the Packers last week showed up like a team that really wanted to prove that they could win without. I get it. It's a bad football team, but that they could win without Mike McCarthy, and Aaron Rodgers going to do his thing, and he found Devontae Adams early in the game, and the Bears' defense was so damn good last week against the Rams. I'm going to have to take the Bears here, though. I have to. I just think that Aaron Rodgers and that offense is going to be stymied in the way that the Rams were, and this is going to look ugly, and a week after everybody saying that Mike McCarthy was the problem, they're going to go back to saying, well, maybe Aaron Rodgers doesn't have it. So the Chicago defense, too good. They're at home. Give me the Bears -6.
Man, clinching division on your home field against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, that's just too sweet for the Bears. And I'm telling you right now, they're listening to all this noise that Aaron Rodgers is talking about losing, beating the Bears and all that other stuff. I'm going with the Bears at home. I think their defense is awesome, and they will have a great game come this weekend.
I hate to agree with you, but I will take the Bears as well. Game number 3, Cowboys looking to clinch the NFC East in Indianapolis. The Colts giving up 3 points.
This is going to be a great game. I really do believe it's going to be awesome. It's really going to come down to if the Cowboys can continually put pressure on Andrew Luck, and if they can, then they'll win the game. If they can't, and that Colts offensive line that's much improved gives them enough time to operate down the field like they did last week against the Texans, and this is going to be the Colts game and a victory for the Colts. I'm going to take the Colts in this one. I picked the Cowboys in back-to-back games. They did me right, but I'm getting off them here because I think Indianapolis at home and that offense will win that battle of the Colts offense against the Cowboys defense.
Maybe one of the most underrated units in all of the NFL is the Colts young defense. Boy, they fly around. They make plays. And, you know, they won a game on the road at Houston last week, bottling up Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, and everybody else. I think they're feeling it, and I think their offense is getting healthy. They should get Ryan Kelly back, their starting center. If they don't, their backup's been playing great. I'm going to take the Colts at home here. I think they'll win like a 21 or 24 to 21, something like 28-24, that type of game. And I do like the Colts, and I actually think the Colts are going to make the playoffs.
I know I never do this. I'll take the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Patriots at Steelers in Pittsburgh. The Steelers plus 2.5.
Steelers have been bad for a long time now. They should have lost four in a row as opposed to three in a row. And I know a couple of those were crazy endings and there was mistakes and turnovers and they should have won those games. But they've just lost their way right now. And now the thorn in their side, their big nemesis, the team that they have big problems beating is going into their building. It'll be a close game, but you know the Patriots are going to win this one in the end. They'll win it by a field goal. That 2.5 solidified it for me. Give me the Patriots in this one.
Now watch the middle of the field, folks, for the Patriots offense. They usually kill the Steelers in between the numbers. There's all these in-cuts, short little routes, quick passes, things of that nature you usually see from the Patriots, but they really do exploit the middle of the field. And I would imagine that Rob Gronkowski is going to have a huge game here. I'm going with the Patriots.
Football hostages be damned. I'm taking the Steelers plus the 2.5. And finally, the Giants and Titans. The Giants minus 2. Surprised me.
Yeah, give me the Giants to keep this thing rolling. Why not? Odell Beckham Jr. or not. I think that the Giants will do enough offensively to win this game because it's been a couple of games in a row where they've really showed up. So Giants minus 2 against the Titans, which is a very hot and cold team.
Saquon Barkley is the man. There's no question about it, but there's another guy playing in this game by the name of Derrick Henry. The last time we saw him, he was running for 99 yards and a touchdown on Thursday Night Football. So I'm going to go with the Titans here. I think their defense is going to be good enough to bottle up. Saquon Barkley is a very, very, very strong front seven for the Titans. I'll take them, and I'll take the, they'll cover the number.
I got the Giants. Bonus pick.
We have another one bonus pick brought to you by Altice One. Call 877-6-OPTIMUM or visit Optimum.com to get Altice One today. Rams, minus 11, hosting the Eagles. I think the Rams bounce back in a big way. This is a Sean McVay frustration game, and they'll win by a couple of touchdowns against an Eagles team that's very, very banged up.
Ha, ha, ha. Philly suck it.
I hate the Eagles. I'll take the Rams.
I'm taking the Rams as well. There you go. All right, our picks for a football Friday.
We agreed on a lot of stuff there, but that's okay.
Jerry and I had, I think, three different picks.
Yeah, me and you, I think.
This could be a movement Friday.
Uh-oh.
Maybe a movement Friday. You never know.
Yeah, a big deal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.